You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, each week, we catch up with RNIB's chief executive, Matt Stringer, to hear some of the biggest stories coming from the UK sight loss charity. Now, today, we're switching things up a little bit, and joining us now is Vivian Francis, chief social change officer. It is lovely speaking with you today, Vivian.
Lovely to chat to you too.
Now, one of the reasons we're actually talking today is, and this is a big one, Cannes Festival of Creativity that took place recently. You went, you've been there, you have seen all the excitement. Tell us more.
Yeah, it really was exciting, actually. So this is a festival that brings together the main agencies in the advertising industry and creative industries as well. It's quite a big deal, and they have an awards ceremony, a little bit like the equivalent to the Oscars. We were really excited to be invited because they announced a new category in the awards, which is for the best use of alt text. Really brilliant to see a whole industry starting to embrace accessibility. So as well as the award, which so there were 27,000 entries into the awards every year from all over the world. So if you think how many people are going to be exposed to the need to really think about alt text and accessibility, it's a brilliant step forward. We were also invited to panel discussions. So I sat alongside Microsoft and Unilever, who are both obviously big businesses, but really embracing that accessibility challenge, marrying accessibility with innovation and creativity. So it's just fantastic to be part of that conversation and just to see how many people wanted to talk to us. From companies ranging from Dulux to Mars Confectionery, about how they themselves could really change the way that they're operating. So it was just fantastic to see.
And I mean, let's be honest, it's not an accident you were invited over there. RNIB has done some amazing work in recent years when it comes to talking about alt text, some amazing advertising campaigns as well.
Yes, so we were invited because of our recent Alt Alts campaign, which used really creative and beautiful descriptions of some of the most iconic moments in the world. So that could be the Beatles crossing a zebra crossing or Marilyn Monroe standing over a grate. And they used these beautiful descriptions to show how blind and partially sighted people could be excluded from those iconic moments in history, popular culture, all of those things, but with a little bit of thought. So just adding some text to images, you can build a much more inclusive world. And we're also calling people out on social media. So we've actually been talking about accessibility for a really long time and the need to use alt text and having quite a bit of fun, really, engaging big brands, everybody from Calvin Klein to Uber Eats on social media, just reminding them to use alt text and make sure that their campaigns, their content is inclusive. And we get a really good response to that, with them often saying, absolutely, you're quite right, we're going to use alt text from now on.
And that's the thing, if we are seeing these big companies, these big brands picking up that alt text is important, it's going to be a trickle-down effect, and then you're going to see more creativity go into accessibility, because I feel like we're talking about image description specifically, but for example, something that comes up a lot is maybe sports descriptive commentary could be improved, or maybe the description for film could be a bit better. So it's still an ongoing creative process. So the more people we get on board, the better results we're going to get in the future.
Absolutely. So obviously we want to arrive at a place where accessibility is thought about as standard. So everybody uses alt text, or every big sporting event is audio described. But right now, we're still in the place where we need to celebrate those who are doing it and doing it well. In my mind, they're kind of early adopters and champions. And you're right that they have the power and the reach to be able to influence others just to think a little bit differently themselves, and just how easy it is to take those simple steps just to make, you know, your own content accessible as well.
Mm. And speaking a bit more on accessibility, this time we're going to move into the area of accessible voting, because this is the big topic at the moment, the big focus for RNIB as well.
Yes, so obviously we're on a real countdown now to the election, and we've been running a campaign which has been both to engage the public but also engaging with electoral bodies as well behind the scenes, just really driving home the message that although it was enshrined in law 150 years ago that people have the right to vote in secret. Often blind and partially sighted people are not able to do that because polling stations just don't have the right facilities. They're often having to share their vote with somebody else. And sometimes people are telling us that they're not even sure that their vote was cast for who they wanted it to be cast for, or that people have audibly sighed when they heard who they wanted to vote for. So obviously, we don't want anybody in that position. So it's been great to see over the past week or so, we have put out some really good content on social media, which has been viewed by more than 200,000 people, really to show there's a lot of spoof film with videos in voting booths, just showing people what it actually would be like not to be able to vote in secret. And there's also been some really good media coverage as well. Brilliant to see The Guardian, for instance, pick up the story and really kind of help us reinforce that message that this is actually a fundamental right to be a part of that democratic process. And there's so many barriers in the way for blind and partially sighted people to be able to do that.
Now, one of the big things you are calling for people to get involved with at the moment is the open letter to the next Prime Minister. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So that's our call to action around this. We want everybody to sign the letter so that changing practice around this becomes an absolute priority for the new Prime Minister. So far, we've had obviously thousands of members of the public have signed this and they're really supporting us. We've also started to see some of our celebrity supporters, like former footballer and pundit Michael Owen, whose son has a sight loss condition, really getting behind us and backing that. So there's some real momentum behind it. So I hope everybody who hears about it does go and just add their name to that open letter.
Well, if you would like to do just that, join in on that call to action. The best way to do is to visit rnab.org.uk. You'll find the call to action and the open letter link on the front page. Any issues, of course, you can always reach the RNAB helpline. Now, that number is 0303 123 9999. Well, Vivian Francis, Chief Social Change Officer with RNAB, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.